Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Charlotte, and her father about what she's going to study next year. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Have you decided which languages you're going to do at college next year, Charlotte?
Well, as you know, I really want to study Spanish.
A colleague of mine is studying Spanish. He speaks French and German too, and he says he's found Spanish grammar the easiest to learn.
Well, that's not the reason I want to study it. Spanish is an important world language, you know, and I'd like to work in South America one day.
I see. And what about the other language? You're going to do too, aren't you? Have you thought about Russian? Your grandmother would be delighted.
I know she would. Her parents were born in St. Petersburg, weren't they?
Yes, but they came to England just before your grandmother was born.
Well, anyway, I don't think I'm going to do Russian. I think I'd like to do Chinese.
Really? I wanted to learn Chinese when I was younger, but sadly I didn't have time. It would be really useful now for my business to be able to speak it.
Oh, it's a fantastic language, isn't it? And the course sounds really good. I'll have the chance to spend 6 months actually studying the language in China.
It seems a very long way away. I'll worry about you being thousands of kilometres from home.
Oh, come on, Dad. I really like the idea. There'll be so much to see and do, and I wouldn't be on my own. There'd be a whole group of students going out together, about 20 each year.
Oh, I see. But all the same, it's a long way.
And perhaps you and Mum could come out for a holiday while I was there. Mum's always wanted to see the Great Wall of China.
Yes, she has. We'll have to talk about it when she gets in, won't we?
Great idea, Dad.
Now listen again.
Have you decided which languages you're going to do at college next year, Charlotte?
Well, as you know, I really want to study Spanish.
A colleague of mine is studying Spanish. He speaks French and German too. And he says he's found Spanish grammar the easiest to learn.
Well, that's not the reason I want to study it. Spanish is an important world language, you know, and I'd like to work in South America one day.
I see. And what about the other language? You're going to do too, aren't you? Have you thought about Russian? Your grandmother would be delighted.
I know she would. Her parents were born in St. Petersburg, weren't they?
Yes, but they came to England just before your grandmother was born.
Well, anyway, I don't think I'm going to do Russian. I think I'd like to do Chinese.
Really? I wanted to learn Chinese when I was younger, but sadly I didn't have time. It would be really useful now for my business to be able to speak it.
Oh, it's a fantastic language, isn't it? And the course sounds really good. I'll have the chance to spend 6 months actually studying the language in China.
It seems a very long way away. I'll worry about you being thousands of kilometres from home.
Oh, come on, Dad. I really like the idea. There'll be so much to see and do, and I wouldn't be on my own. There'd be a whole group of students going out together, about 20 each year.
Oh, I see. But all the same, it's a long way.
And Perhaps you and Mum could come out for a holiday while I was there. Mum's always wanted to see the Great Wall of China.
Yes, she has. We'll have to talk about it when she gets in, won't we?
Great idea, Dad.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.